it's in my pocket. I said, you want? What's the Monday night? Monday night, Chodesh Halvavos, Perek Shvi. We're in, right, we're Upa'amim, page Kuf Mem Hei. Upa'amim, the paragraph starts with the word Upa'amim. And sometimes, Mezamin Hashem Parnosa Harbin B'bnei Yodom Adidei Yodom Echad. Your business, your Parnosa experiences a growth, and Hashem's game plan here is that you are the channel for people's Parnosa. And that's why you're becoming rich and you have money, because you're employing others. And what's happening here is k'day livchom b'kach es mishmato l'Hashem omerio. And this is an esoyon. What will be the attitude towards this money that you now have? V'ya zelo misibus hanisoyon v'abchina hagadolim b'yoser. So this is a tremendous nisoyon. It doesn't say tremendous nisoyon if you're very hungry and you have something with a questionable head, a heksher. It's not such a big nisoyon. Nisoyon is, this is in an attitude. The nisoyon and chovos halvavos. What's going to be your attitude towards your wealth? You're going, ha-melech ha-machal pel tzvosov u-pekidov. A melech that supports, right, a whole, his armies and all of his civil servants. V'chein hasorim v'anshei hamamshola v'hamamunim shebechasusam, and through them it trickles down miskaimim rabim mibnei boteihem u'mishorseihem u'fakideihem v'avodim u'vonim u'krovim. So you have a whole, you have a huge enterprise that you have to keep going. And you have all these people are getting their parnosa through this enterprise. Think of a person with a factory or a person with a big business. So as his business grows, he employs a lot of he employs more people, and he should think of it that Hashem is expanding his business and giving him wealth. You know, he's owning a business, he's hiring people, and he has a schus that he is being the channel of Parnasa for all these Yidden. Hopefully he'll hire Yidden, Jews, and that's how we should look at it. The Yitzdarchu Biglolom, and now he has to keep this business going, and now all of a sudden he's rich, so it's a big business. So, Nusasek B'sibus HaRechush B'dvorim HaMutorim V'Asurim. So now it is one Nisayon Pashat, like Shabbos and honesty. I mean, the bigger your business gets, the more the nisyonos, the nisyonos arise. V'nei asochol mehem, the foolish person, yitne b'shlosh ofanim, will make three mistakes about this, the gidul of his wealth. He'll make three, he could fall into three traps. Ma'echad, number one, you know, he's talking about someone that's making more money than he needs, and so first of all, could be Stam Hashem wants him to be rich. There's nothing wrong with being rich. It's a mila. It's a wonderful thing. Here, what?
Being rich takes a
not automatically. No, not at all. You're thinking, if you're thinking of the story in the Gemara, that's because the person was supposed to be poor. And he requested from Hashem that he should get the schar of his good deeds and all of them. So then he was said, okay, he'll become rich. And he wouldn't have to battle poverty. So then he was shown that he's getting his schar. But the path of a person's life might have him be rich. The baskol that came out of Shemayim 40 days before he was born might have decreed, usher, he's going to be an usher. So here he's talking about the person. So first of all, ha'echad, mistake number one. He's afraid of losing his wealth. He might do dvarim or asurim in order to keep his wealth. That's the first trap in the sayon a wealthy person might fall into. Especially, he's supporting others, so he maybe even feels bad. He doesn't. The business is starting to slide. So he starts cutting corners in honesty and doing things in order to keep it going. That's the first trap he can fall into. Berichishosu es hamomon shehu yikach masher gozel lo Hashem lo kachas. Hashem was gozer. If he's rich, let's say a person's wealthy, and he got wealthy by robbing a bank. So the Chavis Halvavus says, proper Torah Hashkafa says he's a fool, he's an idiot. He would have been rich anyway. If he would have opened the corner grocery store, he would have been rich also. He chose to do it this way, that he'll get punished for. This is basic Jewish Hashkafa. The Gzeiros Hashem will come. You don't change the Gzeiros Hashem. The Gzeiros Hashem will occur no matter what. If it sounds far-fetched to you, when I say if he opened the corner, first of all, if there was a Gzeiros Hashem, he should become rich. He wouldn't become rich even if he opened the corner grocery store. How? Why? Face. One day, Yesh decides they want to build a supermarket exactly in that location. Boom, 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 right? They have to pay him off to get him out of there. Boom, he's wealthy. His great aunt died and left him $1 million. He just discovered his bar mitzvah bonds, and they have quadrupled in their value. Right? No kasha, people become wealthy. If it sounds far-fetched to you, so, first of all, nothing's far-fetched to Hashem. And second of all, so he wouldn't have a grocery store. He would have gone into the import-export business, and he would have been very, very successful. While, and you can talk about people who are in business, his friend, who seems to be just as intelligent as he is, and seems to be just as capable as he is struggling, and it's not working. And he, everything he touches turned to gold, or vice versa. So, harbe shluchim lamako. If you choose to do it by robbing a bank, so again, people are short-sighted, nearsighted, and superficial. People say, oh look, he became rich through robbing a bank. No, he didn't. He just, Adarabi, foolish person, he would have become rich anyway, so he chose to do this way, and now he did a tremendous Isser, and everything he does is like all manifestations of that Isser. Both in Arab Garua B'Yosrayer, he's dishonest in business. This is a tremendous hashkafa. You know, sometimes you look at a person, you say he's dishonest, but he became successful in business. Like, it's not fair. The answer is he was supposed to, there's a lot of answers. But one answer would be that he was supposed to be rich. And he's rich because he was supposed to be rich. And that's the story of his life. And that's what Hashem was gozer for him. Maybe Ostami would be rich.
Right.
But he chose to do it in a bad way.
Right. So he can't do a mitzvah through an avera.
So he'll get punished. That's what I mean. That's right, why he's foolish.
Does he still get credit for the mitzvah supporting that people?
That's a separate issue. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. It's not clear what the answer is. You know, there's a story of a guy that stole a dime, you know, and then he became wealthy, and then he became a big philanthropist. Does he get schar for all those things? We don't know. We'll let Hashem judge that. Nobody's asking me, so I don't have to decide. But no. What?
You wouldn't take any tzedakah. People that can do that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not sure what it is you're coming to say.
Okay, so some people do that.
No, I don't want to take money that was earned dishonestly. That's not. I'm talking about judging the person. If I should say that this person will not get schar for the stuff that he gave, I don't know, maybe he will. I don't know. But it's certainly, I think, legitimate, and maybe even it's a chilul Hashem if they don't, for a Moser to say, I don't want to take illegitimate money. The Moser should not say, oh, it's not illegitimate. Hashem obviously wanted him to have it. The person stole money, a Moser should refuse it. They shouldn't. Because it's certainly perceived as validating the crime. I meant, will he Lamaisu, if he gives tzedakah, will he get schar for that tzedakah? I don't know. Anyway, the ilu bitchu bedrachav, if he would follow in the ways of Hashem, he would anyway be rich, and he wouldn't have done these averus. Vayamasigo kemeitav she'ifaso, vayamistadir lo, inyan doso va'olamo, v'lo yechsam imasher gazal Hashem ma'uma. He wouldn't be any less rich than he is today. What?
But the person wouldn't become rich, even if he would
open up his store. But also doesn't refer to becoming rich.
If you want to be a successful robber, so the person will help you be a successful robber.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, but it's not referring to becoming rich. You might be a successful robber. In other words, if a person travels along the path of chet, so Avera Guerrero's Avera. But maybe everybody he robs will end up with only $2 in their wallet. There's nothing to do with becoming rich. He'll be successful and he'll keep robbing, but you know, there's plenty of robbers that have trouble making ends meet also. What?
Are we saying that somebody runs a successful Ponzi scheme?
A successful what?
Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have been just as wealthy.
Yeah. That is precisely what the Chavis Chavis is saying. Yeah, that's what he's saying, Chaval. That's what he's saying.
But without doing all the damage to all of his investments.
That's what he's saying, Chaval, that he chose Beit Bechira, that he chose to make Averus the channel through which Hashem channeled him as wealth. People look at it, what's going on here? I don't understand Hashem, it's not fair. He's a Gandav and he's so wealthy and he has such a good life. So, you know, that's how people think. But says the Chavis Chavis, no. One thing has nothing to do with the other. This neshama was supposed to be rich, and he failed his nisayon about how he would become rich. And it's a pity. Pity. He would have been rich anyway.
They would have all lost their money regardless of
you. For sure. The Bryson Maseches Nida says everything about a person. Gibor, Cholosh, healthy, sickly, wealthy, poor. This is all predetermined. A person's life is predetermined. He may, through tefillah, you know, that already, Utshuva tefillah, Utstokam Avirinus Roa Gzeira. If it's Roa Gzeira, Or it could be a punishment. Yeah, it could be a punishment. He could be punished. In fact, he's lucky if a person does Averus and he's punished in this world by becoming poor, he should dance a jig and thank Hashem that he got, as we say, people say, you know, a kapara. Kapara's Averus. It happened in this world.
So it could have been, it wasn't necessarily going to be rich, but because it was Averus, he messed up and lost
it. It's a punishment. That's all, yeah. Punished.